The Climate Sheroes series of human impact stories gives you a sneak peek into the lives and work of amazing women who are leading the way in their community to combat global climate change. From artists to students to scientists, these women are addressing the root causes of climate change and inspiring others to take a stand along the way. Tazia Tia is a passionate activist for climate change, and she's young, only 16 at the time she recorded this interview. Since learning about climate change and seeing the impacts on her family and community, Kazi has become a youth leader on the climate stage. Here she talks about how her birthplace has influenced her activism.
Where I'm from in Bangladesh is an actual island called Shondip, and Shondip is actually going underwater. And there was a big cyclone in 1991. That one really affected where my parents used to live. Everything there, their house and everything, was destroyed. Almost like 80,000 people died. Like, seeing the effects of climate change and seeing how the sea level is rising, it's bound to happen again. This is happening to an island where I'm from, where my history is, where most of my family is buried on that island. So, like, if it's gone, like, what am I supposed to do? Even I would rather be buried there, too. So I guess joining the climate change movement, trying to, like, stop it, and that's, like, steering me in, like, not another direction, but in the right direction, so that, like, I know that my choices are going to affect everyone, not only me. I can't just say that just because I'm throwing this wrapper out, like, on the street over here, it's not going to affect me, because it is, ultimately. I think the senator of Oklahoma, he wrote an entire book denying climate change. I don't understand. How do you deny? Like, this is happening to where I live, where my grandparents live, where my grandparents were buried, and my family lives there, and you're gonna say that it's not happening? Like, how is that not happening?
After this interview, Kazi was focusing her efforts on ensuring all New York City youth have access to information on climate change by lobbying the city council to ensure climate education in a citywide school curriculum. People inspire us every day with their words, their actions, and their stories. Human Impact Stories share your personal tales of innovation and impacts that matter. Together, we explore stories of social good and inspiration, as well as the people, places, and events that have moved you to take positive action in your world. Learn more about the Human Impacts Institute and this program at humanimpactstories.org.